Gore and Jane with E-System South. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids. The husband wanting to reconcile with his wife desperately. Because I'm in love with you, and I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. When I hear your voice, it still brings me joy. I'd like to give you a report on the weekend. You may recall, it's when I went with Jack, and we went from the top of the mountain down to the walls of Jericho. It was something like a little over 1,000 feet, 1,300, whatever feet down. And it was a 7-mile round trip. And I had trouble doing it. Saturday, we did an 11-mile round trip. And this time we went up well over 2,000 feet to the highest point. And I just, it still just amazes me to be at the top of that mountain and everywhere you looked was down. It was, you know, because there is nothing taller for miles and miles. Heading west, you have to get to Texas. Obviously, there is stuff heading east, but heading west is nothing. And looking around, looking down at the tops of neighboring mountains is just, it was amazing. But it was hard. It really was hard. It took endurance. And, you know, the thing that brought another bit of joy was as we were finishing off the last couple of miles, we were moving. We were moving pretty quick. I think that shows, again, state of health and a level of conviction. It brought a lot of joy. And I recovered fairly quickly, although I'm still a little sore on because going downhill is hard for me. The lower back of my legs, I still feel some soreness. But otherwise, I'm fine. But it was a joy. And I even got a comment, you know, it's hard that I can't share this with my family. But I did share it with a guy in the Netherlands. He gave a comment to me because it's on YouTube. And it's on BitChute. It's on Brighteon. So it's been public and it's been seen, you know, two, three dozen times already in one day. So it's there. And it was a joy. And it was a joy to be able to deal with a brother and the mutual encouragement. I mentioned that in the video. The mutual encouragement was a really big deal. And I'd like to do that with others. Let me also mention that Corey, the gentleman I deal with in Utah, our conversation continued this weekend because discussing the meaning of what is the Trinity from his perspective as a Mormon and my perspective as a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. We disagree, but the interaction's been marvelous. I'm interacting far more deeply with a man who subscribes to Joseph Smith compared with people who claim to subscribe to the Lord Jesus Christ, such as Jim Cross, and unfortunately, apparently, such as my wife. But, you know, one of my constant refrains, but this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases, his mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning, and great is it's his faithfulness. And that the two points that this I call to mind is a conscious effort on my part, and it's His faithfulness, not ours. Those things are remarkable, and I pray that because of His faithfulness, because of His mercies, that one morning I'd wake up and see at least some reconciliation with my family. I'm not a roadblock to that. I've said that over and over again. And you also read in Genesis, it is not good for the man to be alone. And Dorothy Jane, you're the only solution for that. You're the only person that I want to hold your hand and look at your face and delight in your smile. I want to do that so desperately. Dorothy Jane, I love you.